Welcome to the latest edition of the iPod Week in Review podcast from Ophthalmology Times, where we highlight news items from the week. A team of researchers from the Faculty of Medicine, Department of Ophthalmology, Giresun University in Giresun, Turkey, is reporting that iris details should not be ignored when screening for age-related macular degeneration. The researchers enumerated the risk factors for AMD: aging, smoking, long periods of exposure to sunlight, increased body mass index, alcohol consumption, hypertension, previous cataract surgery, lipid profile disorder, genetic factors, and oxidative stress. Visible light and ultraviolet, they explained, are considered risk factors for AMD. A meta-analysis reported that the risk of AMD increased significantly in individuals exposed to higher levels of sunlight. A large study also found that exposure to UV radiation increased the risk of AMD. Iris freckles, the most common melanocytic iris lesions, and the UV sunlight is a well-known promoter of melanogenesis. Eyes are exposed to light most of the time, and therefore sunlight also affects the iris. Another study reported a higher rate of iris freckles in patients with UV-associated skin cancer. The investigators conducted a case-control study to determine if there was an association between AMD and iris freckles. They used a mobile phone camera to obtain iris photographs of 300 eyes of 300 patients with AMD and 300 eyes of 300 healthy volunteers. The photographs were classified according to the descriptive iris color classification scale. The average ages of the AMD and control groups did not differ significantly, 73.05 plus or minus 6.93 and 73.43 plus or minus 5.72, respectively. In the AMD group, freckles were seen in 266.7% and not in 100 patients, 33.3%. In the control group, freckles were present in 147.3% of the patients in the control group and not in 158 controls, 52.7%. The researchers concluded that they believe the evaluation of iris details, especially the presence of iris freckles, should be used routinely in AMD screening. The risk of AMD can be predicted by evaluating iris details, which is an easy and inexpensive method. The presence of iris freckles can be used as a potential biomarker for AMD. Therefore, they said they strongly support routine assessment of iris details, particularly the presence of iris freckles, in screening for AMD.
Thank you for that report. We also have learned that a team of researchers from the Netherlands has conducted a study that found early-onset sepsis as an early risk factor for severe retinopathy of prematurity. The researchers explained that while neonatal sepsis has already been reported as an independent risk factor for retinopathy of prematurity, early-onset sepsis has not been. Moreover, the researchers explained that shedding light on the sepsis onset may aid in the understanding of the pathophysiology behind the first phase of ROP. They noted that early-onset sepsis is acquired through vertical transmission in the first 72 hours of life, while late-onset sepsis is acquired through hospital and community environmental microorganisms beyond the first 72 hours of life and occurs more often. Since studies have shown that placental inflammation, infection through vertical transmission leads to an increased risk of ROP, it may be beneficial to investigate the independent effect of early onset on ROP, the researchers noted. The researchers said they believe that extra awareness of ROP risk factors shortly after birth can provide clinicians with the opportunity to tailor neonatal treatment decisions in phase 1 ROP well before the first ROP screening is performed. The investigators undertook a systemic review and meta-analysis to identify the association between the early onset of sepsis and the risk of developing retinopathy of prematurity. They searched for observational studies that reported diagnosed early onset sepsis. The study's primary outcomes were the findings of any stage of ROP and severe ROP, stage 3 or higher, type 1, aggressive, posterior, ROP, plus disease or requiring treatment. The potential confounders investigated were gestational age at birth, birth weight, small for gestational age, maternal steroid use, necrotizing enterocolitis, late-stage sepsis, and the duration of mechanical ventilation, they explained. The researchers included 17 studies in their analysis that met the inclusion criteria. Despite significantly high heterogeneity among the studies, the primary finding was that neonates with proven early-stage sepsis had an increased risk for severe ROP, they reported. The researchers concluded the meta-analysis introduces proven early-onset sepsis as an early risk factor for severe ROP. Future studies should diagnose sepsis based on positive blood or cerebrospinal fluid cultures and distinguish between proven early and late onset.
Thank you for listening to the latest iPod Week in Review podcast from Ophthalmology Times. For more details on these and other articles and video interviews, visit our website at ophthalmologytimes.com. You also can watch This Week in Ophthalmology for the latest news headlines and interviews.